He comes over to tell me that, you know, that the bus accident, that it was Dave that was involved in it, and he didn't make it. And so at that moment, you know, my life, my whole world just flipped upside down. So I come from a close-knit family. Grew up in a Christian home, so we were a family of faith. My grandparents went to church, my parents, and you know, here I am in my freshman year at the age of 15, and I meet this classmate of mine. We're doing school together, so that's where we met, is at school. And so we're having a lot of the classes together, and I didn't know who he was up until our freshman year. And so we, I also just started recognizing him and who he was, not only as a classmate because we're having our classes together, but also we were involved in sports, and he did a lot of the sports. He's very good at basketball, football, track, and so he's doing all those sporting events. And so I'm just recognizing him, and we're doing FCA, so every Friday we would go to those meetings, and I just love learning more about who, you know, who he was outside the classroom. And I'm just understanding that, you know, where he stood with God, and just, he always just gave God the glory for his athletic abilities that he had. So he's always given praise for that. And to me, that was, at the age of 15, I just found that that was really special. Like, that was, I found that he had all these other great qualities, but knowing where he stood with his faith and just praising God in that way was very attractive to me, I'd say. And so I'd say that that just led into us starting to date at our freshman year. So we were high school sweethearts, and then we went on off to college, I'd say. We went off to college, and from there, we got married at the age of 20. He was truly my best friend, and I was loved well. I would say that I was loved well by him. 7 years after we were married, we decided to have children. And so I had my first child was a daughter, Delana. She is 18 now. And then my son, when I had him 4 years later, just we found that that God is good. I had a near death happening with his delivery. And so just, you know, knowing that it was a very traumatic experience for me. Almost lost him and me, he and me. And so I know that life is very precious, you know, after that happening, realizing that, you know, this, the value of each other, and just knowing that family mattered and just that God mattered more. You know, we loved big as a couple, but we loved bigger going through that experience. You know, things were going good. Dave's done a good job. Kids were being healthy. It was this really good time in our life, and I just felt like I needed to be walking on eggshells. Like, things were going so good, and I just felt like something was about to happen. And I just felt like, while being in these study groups, I just felt like there's a reason that's needed that we're in these small groups, and I just didn't know what. You know, I knew that it was for a support reason, but I didn't realize it was going to be needed for me. And, you know, it's, funny how God works things out for the better of our good, but we just don't see it a lot of the time. But I wanted to talk about the accident then. So Dave was going home from the Wabash County YMCA the day of an ice storm that we were getting, and I just knew that he would be home shortly. And if he was late, you know, just, you know, maybe 30 minutes late was normal, because you'd usually get to talking to someone after doing a workout, or just, you know, just enjoying people's friendships there. He just had a really good relationships that were formed there with the staff members and just a lot of the people that were just there in community. And so it was very typical for him to just be 30 to 40 minutes late all the time. And so, but, you know, I'm realizing that once I get home, I get a phone call. It was on the MSD chain call for all parents, just saying that there was an accident and one of the buses had struck a vehicle, and just knowing that the buses were going to be transporting the children back to the school and that they were to be picked up. And I thought, gosh, you know, I just thought maybe it was a student that struck the bus. I didn't really know what had happened. So, you know, I just prayed and just thought, oh gosh, it's probably a student of ours. you know, new drivers. It just you just see it often year to year. So I just assumed that's what it was. And I get a phone call from my brother-in-law saying that, you know, asking, you know, is Dave home yet? And I said no. And so he just wanted to come over and talk to me. And I said, something's up. And so I had the kids, you know, go to their rooms because I knew something was out of the ordinary with him. And so he comes over to tell me that, you know, that the bus accident, that it was Dave that was involved in it, and he didn't make it. And so at that moment, you know, my life, my whole world just flipped upside down. And trying to come to terms with it all and just trying to just process what I was just told. And, you know, it was at that moment that I just felt such peace. Because I knew where he stood with the Lord. You know, my near-death happening, like we just got that, you know, that we're not guaranteed tomorrow, and we got that. And so, but still, you know, you just never know what it's going to look like when you do lose your spouse or a loved one. And so here I am, you know, just got the word, and I'm there with my brother-in-law. And then just like moments later, Pastor Brad shows up, and he shows up with Tom Finnegal, my boss, the athletic director. Those two men, besides my parents, you know, they modeled great strength. And so to have them there in that moment, you know, how God just, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And just having their presence gave me such strength as well. Because I had to do something that was so heartbreaking. And, you know, nobody is really ever prepared for that moment when you have to tell your loved ones that, you know, they're not going to be with you any longer. And so, and that's what I did. I went to the kids, not really quite knowing exactly what I was going to say and how I was going to say it, but I just asked the Lord to just give me strength, and the Holy Spirit just delivered. And I'm so thankful for that Holy Spirit, because I had to do the toughest job. And just telling that, you know, the kids knew that he wasn't home. And so I just said, you know, your daddy's not, he's not home right now, and he's not going to be back ever again, because he's so heavenly home right now. And that was so hard, but we understand that he's doing great works today. I believe that. And knowing that I have the peace that I do, and knowing where he stood with the Lord, gives me that great peace. And I see how it is that I can be brave today and still talk about my story and understand that, you know, I didn't ask the wise of whenever he had passed. I just understood that it was time. It was just his time. You know, and now I'm looking back all on my life now, just realizing all those things that I had been taught, everything that I had, you know, done all the studies and scripture and doing worship and learning about how the trials are going to come and to expect them. Like, those are words that I heard growing up. And just that he never leaves us nor forsakes us, and that God is faithful and God is good. Like, could I still say those things? Could I still say that he's still good? And it was all, it just all came to this moment. Like, life is about choices, and I see that it all came down to this very moment. Like, it's time to put them into play now. And so, you know, I did. I chose to believe, to continue to believe. And so I would say, for those that are experiencing something right now that is a loss, like, you know, grief doesn't have to be a death. I see it's a loss, you know, something that, you know, could be a job, a loved one of some sort. It could be a relationship. So I'd say that if you're going through that right now, and you're just at a loss and just don't know if you can even breathe, because I had those moments, but know that maybe you should just probably just step back in that and just sit in that and just listen to God, realizing that he's got you doing it, and he will bring beauty to your life. And like I said, he will make you stronger. He's going to make you braver. He's going to make you courageous and you're going to be more beautiful. And just know that you're going to come out on the greater side of this. And just know that using your pain is going to help others. That's the beauty in it all. Like, if I'm going to endure this, like, it's worth it to me. Like, it's worth all the pain that I've endured. If I can help someone else, then that gives me a good feeling. There's nothing greater than that.